Hello and welcome to the Friday, August 9th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with a little preview for next week's Patch Tuesday. Looks like we'll have 8 bulletins coming. 3 critical, 5 important. The critical ones affect in an explorer. I expect this will be the usual roll-up patch that we have pretty much every month. The second one for Microsoft Windows. Last or third critical one for Microsoft Server Software, in particular Exchange. And it looks like all versions of Exchange are affected here. As far as the important updates go, there are 2 elevation of privilege vulnerabilities, and let me just go out on a limb that there are probably some kernel mode drivers here again. 2 denial of service vulnerability and an information disclosure vulnerability in bulletin 8 that only appears to affect the server versions of Windows. As usual, you should expect our patch table ranking these bulletins quickly after they're released. And if you have any problems applying any of these patches, please let us know. And then next, we have a little bit of a curiosity, and that's a banking trojan that RSA is reporting about that actually infects Linux. Not Android, a straightforward desktop Linux, and it has many of the features that we are sort of used to from these banking trojans, like, for example, intercepting HTTP and HTTPS in the browser, and then also reporting back to a command and control server to then exfiltrate the credentials. The Trojan is currently offered for sale anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000, depending on the selected feature set. At this point, I'm not sure if this particular Trojan has actually been seen in the wild or whether it's just a trial by this particular Trojan author to see if there's a market for anything like that. And US Airways is informing customers that some accounts at its Dividend Miles website got compromised. That's actually something we have been seeing, and I think that hasn't really been much reported about. And that's the theft of airline miles, and they're certainly valuable. What usually happens is that the criminal will crack the password for one of these airline accounts. And then they will use the miles to buy tickets, which they then resell on eBay or other venues. Airlines have been slowly increasing the security of their websites. For example, some now introduced real passwords and no longer just use a 4-digit PIN. Also, you may, for example, see that boarding passes may no longer include your frequent flyer number. If they do, make sure that you don't just throw out the boarding pass, because the frequent flyer number is probably the hardest part of the login process to actually guess. And it appears that Amazon may be a little bit sloppy in the way it stores and verifies passwords. There are miscellaneous reports that, for example, you only have to enter the first 8 characters of your password in order for it to work, or actually everything you enter after the first 8 characters doesn't matter. In one case, apparently, only the first letter was required for a longer password to log in. Now, it's not really clear what's exactly happening here. There is no official statement from Amazon what's going on here. One thing, however, that appears to be happening is that if you reset your password, it no longer is subject to these errors. So one thing that could, for example, have happened is that passwords in the past got hashed differently. Maybe only the first 8 characters got hashed. And now when you change your password, you automatically upgrade to whatever the latest algorithm is that is being used by Amazon. And researchers at ThreatTrack Security found what looks like sort of a hybrid between ransomware and fake antivirus. Ransomware typically works by showing you a message that law enforcement found out that you're looking at child porn or similar content, and then just asks you to pay a fine, which of course goes to the author of the particular ransomware package. In this new case, however, in addition to asking for a fine, or instead of asking for money, the ransomware then also attempts to make you download fake antivirus to prevent any future problems. Of course, fake antivirus, as usual, just turns out to be yet another backdoor that could be used later by the attacker to access your system. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.